The Rudy Clavey Show with Eusebius McKaiser on 702, your number one news and talk station.
7 minutes after 11. Today is very special, isn't it?
He's out of breath, Thomas.
Man, where is Orange? This is supposed to be a surprise party.
Well, surprise, he never showed up.
Maybe he's stuck in traffic.
Bro, we live in a kitchen.
I can't believe it. It's his birthday party and he's not even here.
There's no one else here, dude.
Well, that's not true. Midget Apple made it.
He means Little Apple.
Whoa, where'd that come from? Midget Apple's inside the cupcake.
Little Apple!
Why would you do that? Well, duh, it's a birthday party. He's gonna jump out of the cupcake and sing to Orange.
You don't do that at birthday parties.
You don't?
No!
Does this mean I can come out now? Hello? Hello?
Hey, sorry I'm late for the party.
Hello?
Hi, I'm Marshmallow. Will you be my friend?
Get me out of this cupcake and I'll be your best friend.
Yay! Let's sing a song, best friend.
Dude, I'm stuck in a cupcake.
Oh, I don't know that song. I'll make one up. Marshmallow's here. Orange is late. Dude, I'm stuck in a cupcake.
Hey, what are you talking about? I'm not late. I'm in Orange.
Hey, you're here.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Aki.
Are you suggesting that Eusebius was Apple Midget in there?
No, but what we were suggesting with that is that you are children. You are children.
Exactly. Hello, Eusebius. That's a lovely little surprise. Thank you so much.
Wow, sweet 16 and never been touched.
Exactly. Well, you don't know that, do you?
No, I do. I mean, with Greek origins, you've been touched.
Greek school.
How do you feel, dude?
I feel, do you know what?
I tried to stalk you on Facebook to find out how old you are, because we all know that you were a waiter at the Last Supper, but it doesn't tell me how old you are today.
No, can I tell you something? That I have never felt better in my life. You know, yes. You get to a certain age, I'll be 49 today, but I don't feel 49. You're as good as you feel.
Yes.
And I don't feel my age. I'm fit, I'm healthy.
To ask the question Dr. Oz asked of Trump the other day, when you look in the mirror, what age do you see?
How set up was that? Oh, do you want a medical certificate? I just happen to have it in my...
Shall I show it?
Yeah, I've just got it in my jacket pocket. I always carry my medical certificate around with me.
But also, I was his answer to the age is like, when I look in the mirror, I see a 35-year-old. How old do you feel?
I don't know. I feel like I'm in my 30s. I've got the energy. I've got the outlook, and it's all about attitude of life, and it's how you feel. And you're the same as me.
Absolutely. You know Oprah. She's so wise. What? She talks about your biological age and your real age. I reckon your real age is about 35.
Yeah, that's how I feel, and that's it. But you know what it is? You've got to live your life healthily, and you've got to live your life.
Exercise,
eat healthy, absolutely, and have a good attitude to life.
Stress I suppose free. We better get back to work, eh?
Yes, otherwise, yeah.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, cheers, I forgot. We're actually on the air. I hope that was good broadcasting.
Oh, gosh, there. I thought you were playing adverts.
It is time for Technobite.
702 and Cape Talk.
Technobite with Aki Anastasio.
So are you happy about Twitter's new changes?
I want to debate them with you after you've told me the facts. Laura, very presumptuously, was trying to suggest that I'm long-winded and that I'd be excited that I can tweet a thesis, because apparently that's one of the changes. What's fact and what's fiction?
Well, listen, I'm very honored that they've decided to make these changes and start them from today on my birthday. But what Twitter's been doing, you know, look, Twitter firstly has been struggling. They've been struggling because they're not growing. And, you know, even though they're such a vital part of our world, the network, and, you know, if you think your world without Twitter, it's a faster version of Facebook. And Facebook and Twitter are two very different beasts. But the reality is, you know, they're on the stock exchange. They've got their investors, and they want to start seeing a return on the money that they've invested in Twitter. And they're not seeing that. So, and they've had various management changes. And it's one of those companies that's had their growing pains. And, you know, like, it's like a little child when it was born and going through. And I think Twitter's now become a teenager and starting to mature. So what they've done, they've decided that they are going to, they're going to change, you know, traditionally you've got that 140 character limit that you have to write your tweets in. Now that's often made up of your username. If you're sending a message to somebody else, if you add an image, for example, if you add a video, if you add a poll,
that all
counts towards your character count. So now that they're saying is that those are no longer going to reduce the count. So you can add images, you can tweet at other people, and that's not going to count towards that 140 character limit, which now means that you will have extra room to write more stuff.
Hence your thesis.
And you may remember.
So it'll still be 140.
It'll still be 140 from what I understand.
They just won't be counting my pictures and stuff.
Yes, but I suspect that they will change that. And, you know, they've been very vague with what they're going to do. And remember a few months ago, in fact, last year, that if you have a direct message to somebody, you can write longer texts.
Yes, you can.
So, so now they're extending that to your Twitter account. You see, I think that if they had to increase the 140-character limit, it would spoil the whole timeline. You know, people would start writing essays.
I think it does.
And I think it'll take away from what Twitter's all about.
But also, okay, haven't they you could do Twitter longer for a while now, right?
You could, but
I mean, my reaction as a user is if I see someone is doing a tweet longer thing, I don't click there.
No, I don't. That's the beauty
short.
Of Twitter.
If you
that's
can't say it in 140 Twitter. Characters, I don't want to know what your tweet longer tweet is.
Exactly. And you do so well. It's just crafting your words. And I must say that, you know, when you're starting to type up a tweet and you want to say something and you've got to condense it, you actually sharpen up everything you're trying to say.
I agree.
So you're squeezing the orange juice out of the orange.
That's
and that's
true.
What it's all about.
Lovely analogy there, by the way.
Well, thank you.
You get a bonus for that. But just one thought there, final thought from the peanut gallery, because when you talk other tech stuff, I've got nothing to say. Twitter, I do. I think this is a lovely compromise between not allowing us to write theses.
Yes.
But also not counting pics, because sometimes you're in that horrible situation. You're like, hey, am I going to only use my 140 characters for text, or do I want to squeeze in a young GIF or a photo?
Yes.
So this is a compromise. So it's not opening the floodgates, but there's a bit more room to maneuver.
I'm so glad you said it properly, GIF.
I'm glad I did. I've never said it before.
Because a lot of people say GIF, but it's actually GIF.
Thank you.
But yeah, so we'll have to wait and see. But it's not going to roll out to everybody immediately. It'll come over the next few days. And yeah, it's an interesting change. And I think it'll make a bit of a difference. So I was in Germany recently, and I got to play around with the new Fitbit Charge. I actually went to the Fitbit launch. Now, the guy who started off Fitbit, James Park, is the CEO. And it's a company that's based in Silicon Valley. He was talking to us, and he was telling us how Fitbit started. And it's the most amazing thing. You think about innovation. You think about stuff out of the box, and you think about opportunities. He was busy playing with the Nintendo Wii. Okay, you know the Nintendo Wii's got that game controller that you can play tennis remotely. And
yes,
he thought
it helps
himself,
with osteoporosis, according to an ad.
All sorts of other things, and makes you very stiff as well if you're not used
too
to exercise.
Too much information.
Exactly. Well, yes. But what he thought was, if they can fit in tiny sensors that are able to pick up if you're holding a tennis racket and you're pretending to play golf, why can't I put that piece of technology into a device that you can put around your wrist and it can measure your steps? And this is where Fitbit was started all those years ago as one of the pioneers. And I must say they've come such a long way since they were launched, because the new device is really pretty amazing. It's the Fitbit Charge 2.
Yeah.
And it comes up, and I think it really justifies the upgrade from the previous model. This one does have multi-sport tracking, and it's also got an built-in GPS. Mm. The cool thing about this is, like, when you go to the gym and you train with your heart rate monitor, right? When you're doing weights, for example, weights are actually quite strenuous, more strenuous than doing cardio, for example.
Yes.
This is able to distinguish when you're actually doing weights. And actually, it tells you exactly how many calories you burnt and in relation to your heart. It also measures your oxygenation levels, which is another key factor in measuring your fitness. And it's got other interesting pieces of information, like, you know, once you start running, it's able to understand, hey, Eusebius is now running. We need to measure how he's running.
Mm.
It monitors your heart rate constantly. And it's got new features, like, for example, monitors your stress levels based on your heart, based on how your heart has reacted throughout the day. Like right now, my stress levels are not very high, but my heart rate's quite high. That's because I'm sitting next to you.
Oh, you say the nicest thing.
But what it'll do, when your stress levels get up, it'll actually send you an alert to say, okay, time to start breathing. And it gives you these
breathing. But what is the stress level?
Well, the stress level is calculated based on your oxygenation levels, based on your heart rate. It knows that you might be in a difficult situation, and it reads it through a specific algorithm. And then it'll say, hey, listen, step back, dude. Take a deep breath, and it tells you just breathe. And you know that breathing does help you. And then finally, I've got this magnificent piece of technology, which I'm going to shoot across to you.
I hate it when you do that, because then you take it back.
This is called the Mophie.
The Mophie?
No, the Mophie. I knew you were going to say
it. I couldn't disappoint you. Yeah. You were waiting for that.
I was waiting for that. Now, this company, what I want to say to you is, when you're buying accessories for your devices, and these guys make an amazing range. They make a little stand that fits your Apple Watch. They also make power stations. They make those chargeable battery packs that slide into your iPhone and give you an extra charge. And it acts as a cover as well.
Yeah,
very, very cool accessories. But this is the PowerStation 5X external battery. It's one of the thinnest and one of the most powerful universal solutions in the world at the moment. They're the number one guys in America. Why they're the number one guys? Because you'll notice that PowerPack has got two USBs. So you can charge two USB devices simultaneously. That'll charge your iPhone as well as your tablet it'll charge your iPhone or your average phone about five times, and maybe three charges on a phone and a tablet charge as well. That
really?
Little thing there. So it's a battery pack when you're traveling.
Cool. Now, can I keep it?
Well, you can use it. You're welcome to use it. Now, you'll see that there's a fast charge button on the right-hand side.
Yeah.
Where it says green. That special technology that's being developed together the name has just slipped my mind, the company in Silicon Valley, it'll come to me. They're one of the big chip makers that make, you know, all the chips inside your phone. It's got smart charge technology that allows you to basically charge your Android device when it supports it in like half an hour. You get to 80% of your charge. Mm. And this is one of the problems that has happened now with this Samsung debacle that's happened, you know, the exploding batteries, because it uses sophisticated computer chips inside. And what I want to say to our listeners is, when you're buying an external charging device, buy a reputable make, okay? Buy one that you know is a good quality. Don't buy ones that don't have name brands, because it can damage your battery, number one. And often what they do is, when they tell you the kind of power that the battery has got, it's often not true.
Mm.
So, you know.
So that's the real deal.
And there's lots of the company I was talking about was Qualcomm, by the way, where they make that fast charge. But buy a reputable brand name.
So if it's not Mophie, it's not Mophie.
Exactly.
How much do I pay for Mophie?
That one will cost you about 1,900 rand. But there's there's different ones.
It's available here.
It's available here. There's one that you can charge your battery twice, and that's going to be costing you a lot less.
Wow.
But
cool.
It's amazing that today, when we walk around, you walk around with a battery pack?
Mm. Huh? I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm addicted.
You've got to.
This is the real thing. If my partner's listening, he's probably shaking in his boots, because this means even less time over dinner.
Yes. Exactly.
Let's take a quick call. Aki Tulani in Soweto, hello.
Yes, how are you?
Lekker Swiss a cracker. Make it quick, buddy. What's your question for Aki?
Yeah, just quickly, two questions. Why, when you use your Facebook, your WhatsApp, your Twitter, your battery doesn't last? Two, we're trying to put a WhatsApp on the 1991-92 BlackBerry. It doesn't want to take it. What could be the problem?
Julani, do you have a BlackBerry?
Yes.
For what? For who?
So, yeah, well, let me tell you what the problem is. Firstly, it's time to get rid of the BlackBerry, okay? And I'll tell you why. Yeah. And I'm not being horrible to BlackBerry, but they've moved on and they're doing Android devices now. But the reason why your WhatsApp is not updating, because it's no longer supported on the BlackBerry devices. And this goes to the same for the Nokia Windows Phone devices. They're not going to be supported, and WhatsApp said they're not going to be supporting it anymore. Just simply because, you know, the devices, there aren't enough devices, and it doesn't warrant it. So that end of life cycle is going to happen, I think, towards the end of the year, end of 2016. Your WhatsApp on your BlackBerry is no longer going to work. So start making alternative plans right now. Your other question about WhatsApp and Facebook charging your battery, it's because it's using it in the background. And WhatsApp uses battery life. Facebook is doing data in the background. You can change those settings. You can say, I don't want you to use my data in the background. You can change it on your device, but those are big culprits of eating not only your data, but your battery life specifically. Mm. But the biggest culprit of your battery life on your phone is the brightness of your screen. So I'm amazed how many people have got their screens turned on full bright and wonder why their phones don't last them for more than a day. You can adjust that and make sure it's sitting at about a third. This is what I've got it on, and it's amazing. I get an extra 2-3 hours on my battery life.
Fantastic. Okay, enjoy the rest of your birthday.
Thank you very much. And where's my... Oh, I've already given you a hug. Damn. Thank you, Eusebius. Have a lovely day.
Cheers.
In the last 24 hours, what's happened in your world?
It's the song that's played across many dance floors, braais, matric dances, and many other events across the country. Mandoza's Nkalagata will be one of the many hits he will be remembered by.
The song Nkalagata was one of the songs that kind of brought people together, black and white, being able to communicate with each other and party together.
24 hours a day, Eyewitness News, in touch, in tune, and independent.
Bidulce is in the spotlight this week on 702. If you're considering moving home or office, Bidulce is the name to remember. With over 80 years of moving experience and four generations of proud family ownership, nobody does it better. They have moved homes and offices with professionalism and pride since 1928. With Bidulce, your prized possessions are in the very best hands, so make your next move your best move. Visit bidulce.co.za and